Welcome to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman, helping you unpack the economic headlines and providing real money solutions.
Hey, good day, America. We're in for a great time. Whatever you're doing, stop. Listen to this program. You're going to learn true principles of success. We're talking about discussing kingdom principles and really how to enjoy true and lasting success. I've been reading an incredible book. It was sent to me by a dear friend. I've had him on the Economic War Room show on Blaze Television, and we enjoyed our discussion so much that we asked him to hold on and stay over so he could be a part of Pirate Money Radio. This man's a true entrepreneur, and he's enjoyed amazing success in his life, although not without challenges. He's discovered a secret that's hidden in plain sight. It's right in the teachings of Jesus. It's right in the scriptures. I'm talking about Charlie Lewis, half of the dynamic duo of Charlie and Fran Lewis. Welcome, Charlie, to Pirate Money Radio.
Thank you, Kevin. Glad to be here. Honored to be here.
You know, I love being with you and Fran because Marnie and I are a team too. Yes. And we work together on everything that we do. She's my best friend. Yeah. And there are not that many examples that you can point to of couples that work together, you know, love together, serve together, create together. But you and Fran do that.
Yeah, we have. We have for now over almost over 57 years we've done that. And people will be amazed. They'll always say, how do you do that and still speak to each other? Well, we love each other, and we do it on the foundation that says do what's right.
Yeah.
And it works out.
I noticed you have a 30-year head start on Marnie and me. I checked your anniversary date and our anniversary date. It's 30 years apart. Yeah. But you've got a long story, a history of, you know, when you were in college, then you went to Vietnam, and you were a fighter pilot, and all the things that you've done. Tell us that story, a little bit of your history prior to getting into business.
Well, I would have to start almost at the crib, because my dad was an entrepreneur and had stores and ended up with manufacturing. And from like 7, 8 years old, I stayed with him, and I worked in the stores. And I was telling Rick Green the other day, I really thought I had hit the mother lode when he started paying me 25 cents an hour, you know.
Wow.
And then it went to 65, and I was in Fat City, you know. I had all of that. But I remember I had always known about the Lord and had a quasi-relationship. And I graduated from school, high school early, I spent the entire day at the university planning out the next 6 to 8 years of my life. I was going into medicine, and I had decided that was going to be who I was. And I'd spent the better part of the day mapping that course out. And I went back to the car in the parking lot, and I reviewed what I'd done. And I closed the folder and laid it on my desk. And just as clear as anything else, the Holy Spirit God said, where do I fit in there?
Wow. Many are the plans in the mind of a man.
Yeah.
Did your plan work out for you? How is that going for
you?
No,
I didn't. I went totally different. But you know how we do. I kind of left it. I didn't go back and make that a focal point of my life. I said, Lord, I don't know. Do you want to fit in there? And went on to live my life just like I would have anyway, except I had a few interruptions. I got a draft notice and ended up going into the service, becoming a pilot, flying in Vietnam, coming home, being a company commander. And then my father decided he wanted to not be so involved in the business. So he asked Fran and I, and we came back and we ran the business and had great success. I'd done it my entire life. It was what I knew how to do. And then the Holy Spirit God began to say, okay, it's time to go. And I'm saying, wait a minute, go where? And he said, it's time to go. And it wasn't like Moses and a thundering cloud and all that stuff. It was just when you understand your spirit, mind, and body and how all that operates, you know when the Holy Spirit God's speaking to your spirit. Your spirit's where he mixes and mingles. And he said the word of God divides between spirit and mind. So I always say, Lord, if you're telling me something, give me a scripture. Let me know what you're saying. Codify it. Make it real by your word. And So we ended up moving to a small Southwest Georgia town, and I kind of, the rest is history. God has changed our life. It's been a great adventure, but you said it so true. It hasn't been all mountaintops. We've had some real valleys in there, but God has been real to us in the valleys as much as he was on the mountains.
Okay, let's back up to when you were a kid and you all of a sudden you're like, well, the Holy Spirit, God spoke to me and said, how could you tell that was the voice of God? How do you, I know you have to be born again, and we assume, but not really, that everyone listening to this, if you're listening to American Family Radio, you know Jesus, but it's probably not true. There are a number of people that tuned in, they on the AM car radio, and they dial in and they hear this. How do you hear the voice of God?
Well, the secret is to listen. You know, I've known some powerful men in my life who were giants, and they said, I learned to recognize the voice of the Lord. How do you do that? Well, you renew your mind with his word, and you know his character, and you know what he wants for you in life, and you realize that he has a good plan for your life, so you listen to him, and when he speaks, you stop and listen. I mean, we've had some long conversations, the Lord and I, and I'm and me disagreeing with him and saying, oh, no, Lord, not that way. Let's do it this way. And he, interestingly, he always prevails.
More than 20 years ago, at the birth of our second daughter, I had one prayer request for the entire year. I came across John 10, and it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I'll just, and it says, another voice they will not follow.
That's it.
So I spent a year with one prayer request. I want to hear your voice.
Wow.
And I've had the most amazing encounters with God because I dedicated, I want to hear your voice. That was my prayer. Lord, speak to me. I want to hear your voice.
Yeah, that's absolutely the way it happens. You have to want it. And you don't just arbitrarily pull it out of the sky. If you are wanting it, then the Holy Spirit is drawing you and he's saying, and you have to be sensitive to that. You know, I have often told the Lord, I read when I was young in the faith, I used to read Watchman Nee. I loved Watchman Nee. And he did these three large volumes called The Spiritual Man. I don't know if you ever saw them, but they were epic in size, you know. And so I understood, you know, my spirit and how it operates, my body and what it provides to the equation of who I am, and then my mind. And I have to renew my mind. So I get to the word and it says, don't try to figure all this out by yourself. Go to your creator. He said, acknowledge me and I will direct your path and I'll make it clear and I'll make it plain. But we have to, when that Holy Spirit speaks to us, I told the Lord, I said, you know, I want my spirit to be so in tune with you, Lord. I said, in my body, if I'm walking around and I step on a nail and a nail goes in my foot, I don't say, well, now, is that a nail? Or do I need to look at that? Or should I pull it out? But that scripture that you said, I quote so much, my sheep hear and they recognize, they know their father's voice, and the voice of a stranger they don't follow. You get to where it shouldn't be. You know, religion sometimes teaches us we've got to get in a certain place, in a certain position, and inquire of God. No, I inquire of God everywhere I am and everything I'm doing. I'm open. That channel is open. The antennas are up. And I'm saying, Lord, what are you saying here? What am I supposed to hear? And what am I supposed to do? Because God has every day of our life. It's not just about church and churchy things or religion and religious things. In business, God has given me business ideas, Kevin, that have been totally contrary to conventional wisdom that I learned, but they proved to be so much more successful than the people who didn't hear them.
Yeah, that's amazing. So the smartest people in the room aren't necessarily the most successful because they're not hearing the voice of God. And that's the real issue here. You know, you cannot read and discern the word of God solely with your mind because it's a spiritual document. It can renew your mind. Your mind can line up with God's mind and his thinking, but you can't read and understand God just with your mind. It's a spiritual experience. All right, we're going to have to take a break, Charlie. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about your life and the kingdom and the success that you've had and the kingdom system that you've written about. We'll be right back after this break. Here's a $10 bill. It's got the picture of Alexander Hamilton on the front of it. You know, it's kind of sad. When I was 10 years old, everything that I could buy for a dollar now costs about $10. That's the cost of inflation. It's just paper. It's not backed by anything. You can't exchange it for gold and silver. You used to, but you can't do that anymore. And that's unfortunate. You know, pirates wouldn't accept this. Pirates, they wanted gold and silver. Patriots, the founders of this nation, also wanted gold and silver coin. In fact, they put a provision in the Constitution, 17 words, that said states could only make gold and silver coins tender within the states. That's why I wrote this new book, Pirate Money, Discovering the Founders' Hidden Plan for Economic Justice and Defeating the Great Reset. It will explain exactly the history of money and exactly why gold and silver coins can be made modern with new technology and a useful monetary system. PirateMoneyBook.com.
Welcome back to Pirate Money Radio with your host, Kevin Freeman.
Yeah, we're talking with the great Charlie Lewis. Charlie, half of the dynamic duo, Charlie and Fran Lewis, they've built some amazing businesses. The furniture business, where they had a going out of business sale while they were succeeding, which is very rare because the Holy Spirit told them to. And then they built a jewelry business that was wildly successful as well. And now an insurance business that's wildly successful and real estate and everything else. You know, people would look at you, Charlie, and say, everything you touch seems to turn to gold. It's true when you're following the Holy Spirit, but it's not always easy.
No, it definitely isn't easy. Obstacles are a part of life. That's how we grow. The heat refines the gold, and the pressure refines the metal. And the fabric of our life and who we are, when we enter into a living relationship with the living God, everything's not easy. It doesn't mean all of the opposition and all of the trials go away. It just means that you have a different vantage point of addressing them, and you experience success that the world doesn't know about. When we had that going out of business sale, people, I would see people, and it was one of the best things that ever happened to us. It was a major step into a new relationship and a new dimension. But by the world thinking, oh, why did you have it going up? They didn't realize
we
were at our feet.
The world saw it as a failure.
Yes.
And yet you were obeying God, so it couldn't be a failure.
No, it wasn't.
And you walked away from a very successful business.
We did.
But God created an even more successful
one. Oh, He did. I was so amazed that we were struggling when we were going through it. I'll tell you some of the a funny dynamic there. We've always been type A people. We know where we're going next, you know. We don't just go. We knew, but the Lord didn't tell us next. He said, just go. And we had about a year that we had completed this, and we were waiting on the Lord. Well, we were busy with real estate and stuff like that, but we really weren't into the what God had called us to do next, and we knew that. And Fran was not happy with that, and she was saying, I don't know why you never do stuff like this unless you've got that. And the Holy Spirit told her, said, what you're thinking is bad or evil is going to turn out to be one of the greatest things that ever happened to you. And she and I both realized that. I would say, friend, if God's God and if He's real, then I don't have to worry about it. I've just got to do what He tells me to do. And that is the way we have lived our lives.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, which is the hard part for a lot
of
people.
That's right.
In all your ways, acknowledge Him and let Him direct your path.
He'll direct your path. Well, He also says, one of my favorite, He said, roll your works completely upon the Lord. Commit and trust them completely to Him. Because where our battlefield in life is the area between our ears. It's our mind. And He says, roll your works on the Lord, commit and trust Him completely. He will cause your thoughts to become agreeable with His will. Your plans will be established, and your plans will succeed.
Amen. All right, the thesis of your book, you've got a great book, The Kingdom System. You actually have three books. We're talking about this first one today, The Kingdom System, is that there are differing systems, and we need to find the right one to enjoy true success. And there's governments. Describe what you mean between the earthly system and the kingdom system. How are they different?
Well, one is earthborn and the other one is heavenborn. When you really read scripture and talk to God while you do that, you realize that from cover to cover, the book, the scriptures are about two kingdoms. I mean, from Genesis all the way with Eve, it's two kingdoms, one king, one who wants to be king, and the epic battle for humanity. That summarizes everything that the book says. And so if these two kingdoms are battling and you're the prize, you've got to understand how to identify them and how to engage the correct kingdom.
Wow. Hey, Jesus talked a lot about kingdoms, didn't he?
It was the central theme and the primary message. We have made God so religious, and he wasn't religious at all. He totally was against doing that. He honored his traditions, but if you can read the conversation with the woman at the well and know all the dynamics that are in play there, you know God is not religious in any way. Talking to a woman was not a Jewish thing you did.
Yeah, not supposed to do that.
And talking to a Samaritan woman of all of that, and then talking to a woman of ill repute like this woman, hey, that wasn't the way. But here's the thing you learn about the kingdom and the kingdom paradigm and the kingdom dynamic. She asked God questions, and you can check it with Nicodemus. He did the same thing. They asked questions based in time and where they were about, where do I worship? What about this mountain? And they say this and they say that. And he said, lady, it doesn't matter. He took her in every answer to eternity and to her personal eternalness. The kingdom is eternal. That is where we're to begin with everything in our life. What has God said? What is he saying? He didn't just say, he's saying. And he tells us how to navigate life from his perspective. The kingdom paradigm that he said, seek first my rule and my paradigm, the kingdom way of doing and right, knowing the ideas, the assumptions, and the values that we allow to create our worldview of how our world functions. We get into the kingdom and we go through the door, but then we miss the benefits and all of the things that God has prepared. And it's an amazing thing to behold.
It is an amazing thing, but if you're a believer, you're born again, and you've got your mind renewed, the world system then seems strange, not God's system. God's system is familiar, and we're strangers in a strange land.
We are.
So that reminds me of the book, The Wizard of Oz, which is Dorothy wakes up. I want to be in my own town. I want to be in Kansas, but here I'm in this very strange land, and she has to learn how to navigate through that. You know, what most people don't realize is the Wizard of Oz is a monetary allegory. Really? I wrote about that in the book Pirate Money, where it's really about how they went off of a gold and silver system onto a fiat system and how to get back on that. And you can pick that up. But Dorothy felt trapped in a strange land, and it was money. And money is one of those things that seems to translate between kingdoms. It seems to be a hook that catches people to the world system. All right, there are three things you can do with your money. You can give it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. At Pirate Money Radio, we work to explain solutions to support all three areas of liberty, security, and values. Patriot Mobile is a mobile phone company. They support the Pirate Money Radio program. Patriot Mobile uses U.S. carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. They operate on both Apple and Android phones. More information about the Economic War Room and Pirate Money Radio and Patriot Mobile is available at piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. That's piratemoneyradio.com/AFR. But their raison d'etre at Patriot Mobile is to think from a different perspective and do good things with their money. And your perspective here in the kingdom system is to show people, stop thinking the world's way, renew your mind, and start thinking God's way. So let's talk about that. What's the difference between being asset-based and time-driven and being purpose-based and eternity-driven?
Yeah, well, the kingdom paradigm. That's the kingdom paradigm. You know, when Jesus was talking about the kingdom, and when he made that famous declaration, seek first my kingdom and my kingdom paradigm, he began by saying, you in the world get all carried away with assets. It's things and things that you can accumulate. And that's the way the world system looks at it. What was the old saying? He who dies with the most toys wins, you know? They think that, getting things and having all of these assets, but those are all time-based. They never leave this earth. They are confined to this realm and to this dimension. And they're about accumulating money or income. Jesus said, that's not the paradigm I want you to work with. I want you to learn why you're created, why you're here on this earth, what the planet is. And we complicate that. But in reality, the first thing and the primary thing that leads to all the other things is to be in a living relationship with our Creator and our God. When we do that, we access all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom. Knowledge comes from that earth realm where we get all that, all those assets, but wisdom comes from God, and it teaches you how to engage those properly and how to use them for His glory and for your benefit.
Yeah, so often knowledge leads to confusion. Wisdom is understanding.
Understanding, yes, absolutely.
Which is, all right, so we're talking about a spiritual realm. And to some people, that seems spooky. To other people, they get excited. I mean, there are a lot of young people desperate for something spiritual. So what they're doing is they're literally looking into demonic things. They celebrate Halloween and all these things. But what you're talking about isn't spooky. It's very real. It's the way God made it. And it's government, which I think is important.
Yeah, absolutely. We have religion, and often the church has taught us that government's bad. Stay away from government. I believe the whole of Scripture is about government. I believe when you take the New Covenant and the Old Covenant and you extend that word out, covenant, when you get to one of the translations of it is a constitution. So the Scriptures are the values, the principles, and the established precedents that we agree to use to govern ourselves.
That, in other words, the Scriptures are the Constitution for the kingdom.
It is, absolutely.
We revere the Constitution, the American Constitution. I believe God supernaturally helped the founders create that Constitution. It's a wonderful document. It's created the most successful nation on earth. But it pales in comparison to the success of the kingdom of God.
They're two different things. Our relationship and the government that we have is amazing. But that is because of the covenant that was cut in Virginia and the covenant that George Washington cut with God. He entered into a governing agreement, into a constitution. And the Scriptures, you know, I don't call it the Bible because that's kind of a religious term and people equate it to the Quran or the Torah and all that. It's the Scriptures. It's the Word of God from God Himself. And when we listen to that and we tune our spirit to hear what the Lord is saying. You know, in old times they would say, logos is knowing the word. Rhema is when the word becomes real to you. And that, to me, is knowledge and wisdom. And I don't have good wisdom until I have understanding. That gives me understanding of God's plan and how all that He's doing fits into His plan for us. Because He tells us, Kevin, He said, my plans are for good. They're for a hope, for a future, and they are not for disaster. God gives us the ability to experience a victory, an overcoming life through a relationship with Him. It's not through knowledge. We can't learn this from just our earthly talents and abilities. We have to engage heaven. And when we do, we get it.
All right, so we're talking about the kingdom system. The kingdom system is God's way of doing business and God's way of living. We're with Charlie Lewis. We'll be right back with more of this after the break. In uncertain times, finding stability in the economy can feel challenging. But what if you could navigate economic volatility while honoring your biblical values? At Timothy Plan, they believe this balance is possible. Timothy Plan filters its volatility-weighted ETFs and family of mutual funds through a biblical pro-life and pro-family lens, so you can see competitive returns and moral responsibility, helping you to weather the economic storms. With Timothy Plan, align your investments with your values while adapting to our ever-changing culture. Since 1994, Timothy Plan has been recognized leader in biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan, your bridge between faith, finances, and the future. Visit timothyplan.com or call 1-800-TIM-PLAN or 1-800-846-7526. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And our very special guest, Charlie Lewis. Charlie was just talking about the Constitution that God has written for us. It's the Scriptures. We refer to it as the Bible. He doesn't like the term. It's a little bit religious to him. He likes the term the Scriptures, which is a great thing. And Charlie, you just came to us after meeting with our dear friend, Rick Green from Patriot Academy. We'll put a plug in for Patriot Academy here. And they teach the Constitution from the founders. And we respect the founders.
Absolutely.
They were brilliant men. They gave us a brilliant document. He's got constitutional coaches across the country. But what we're talking about here is that spiritual dynamic beyond that. God wrote the Constitution. It's the Scriptures. And it really lays out how we can live according to His plan. It doesn't always seem easy. And in fact, sometimes it's counterintuitive. Our mind gets in there and thinks, this is the way. Let's go this way. That's not the way.
No.
And sometimes it seems like, wait, this is scary, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It does until you... I remember I was a time in my life when I was really hungry for the Word of God in a relationship, and I'm reading at night, and I would read the book. I don't know if you've ever done that or not, but I would read it, and I'd say, hey, when did you put that in here? I've read this before. This wasn't in here. And he said, no, it was there. And I said, well, but what I was doing, I was seeing it with different eyes. I was seeing with the eyes of my spirit, and I would say, Lord, now this doesn't agree with what I've been taught. This just doesn't line up. And he'd say, well, what are you going to do with it? And well, see, I had renewed my mind. And I said, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but your word is forever. I said, Lord, I don't have any choice. I'm going with your word. I'm going to believe what you said. And that confirms it. And that is the precedent that we establish to accept and believe the word of God and allow it to become primary in our life. You know, you talk a lot about money and the success in that realm. There is major teaching. That's one of the primary teachings of the kingdom, is how to treat money and how to accumulate it and how to use it.
No, that's exactly right. But you started with this. I pull up on page 102. How do we make this our reality? It involves four steps. You say, step number one, we must know what God said we are to have and to experience. Really, step number one is to know what God said.
That's it.
And you got to study His word to know what God said, and you got to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Because otherwise, you know, sometimes you pick up the Bible and try and read it with your mind. It's very confusing.
Oh, yeah.
You go through the Proverbs mental only, and it's like, this is, or Ecclesiastes, this is very confusing, isn't it?
Oh, well, the truth is, I read, I have about five translations that I read of everything I'm studying so that I can get different perspectives and different translations of it. But the truth is, it is counterintuitive to, when we were, a man came to work for us, and he said, what are you doing about these financial things that are happening in the world? And all of this with what you're doing, I said, we're just not participating. We've chosen another system, another way of doing, and we don't participate in that system. And he was kind of taken back, but he stayed with us for 9 years, and he said, it's really true. It's a different system that you can engage, and it... You know the saying that military, we having been military, it says lesser authority always yields to greater authority.
Amen.
So when there is no greater authority than the Word of God and the Word from God.
Okay, so that's step number one. By the way, just a personal application for that, the reason I wrote the book Pirate Money and the reason we talked about gold and silver is when I open the Word of God, I don't see fiat currency or paper money there.
No.
I see that defined as an unjust weight and measure.
It absolutely is.
And then I see God saying He hates those.
He does.
And He created gold and silver. That's not our answer to things. We don't depend on money. We depend on God. The silver and the gold belong to Him, but they get refined by fire.
They do.
They don't go away, and they're part of heaven.
They are.
Gold and silver outlast the wood, hay, and stubble that we created.
Agree.
Right. Number one, know what God said to have, we are to have an experience. Number two, we must allow God to turn that knowledge into a vision, the picture or understanding of how we walk out this knowledge in our lives. Describe that.
Well, I believe that the challenge for so many is they can't really see it. You know, it has to be tangible. There's a canvas in our mind that God allows us to paint a picture of the faith that we have and that we believe from His Word and from Him. We paint the picture of our faith and we ask God to develop it, to activate it in our lives. And when we create that picture of faith, it lines up with the Scripture and we walk in a different dimension.
Well, you said minute by minute, day by day, without exception, we translate this understanding into a vision of kingdom reality. This has got to be purposed. You can't just fleetingly ask for a vision. You have to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Yeah.
And you've got to pursue it with a passion.
Yeah, it says be ravenously hungry.
Yes.
One of the translations says be ravenously hungry for my kingdom, my government. You know, I have a habit, and I teach people, anytime you read in Scripture, kingdom, substitute government, because the kingdom of God is the government of heaven that Jesus, when He came, the Messiah, He brought it to the earth for us to engage and for us to activate in our life. When Jesus was accused of casting out demons by Beelzebub, He said, if I do this by the finger of God, which He's saying, man's got nothing to do with this. It came from that rock and it was not made by hands. He said, if I do this by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God or the government of God is come to the earth and you can engage it and you can do these same things and more.
Amen. So He gave us, His believers, His church, His people, the supernatural ability to tap into the kingdom of God. You know, we talk about money a lot, and we've mentioned it a few times. This is pirate money radio after after all. But the reality of it is, don't put your treasures here on earth where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal. Give. When you give, what you're doing is you're putting deposits in heaven. He who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him. He doesn't repay you necessarily immediately. He puts in a deposit in heaven that we can call on by faith, by speaking it into being and say, Lord, I have a need here. I've got deposits in heaven, according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and we can call upon those deposits of heaven. Okay, so number three, we must allow God to show us His plans by His Word, His Spirit, His teachers, His prophets, His preacher, and His citizens for the vision to become our reality. It will become easy to know the will and plan of God that we can activate and perpetuate in our lives. How? He will create a hunger for the relationship that achieves the plan. The relationship will be our delight and heart's desire. What does that mean?
That means, as I said earlier, we've been married over 57 years. And I don't have to have a friend tell me what's on her mind. I mean, we were so in tune with the Holy Spirit when we were married. We weren't married a year, and we're driving down the road, and I would say, you can't think of what I'm thinking. You don't know what I'm thinking. And she would tell me. And I'd go, how did that happen? You know? But you get in tune with the Spirit of God. And it's not regulation. It's not compliance. It's not enforcement. No one makes me do what I do for friend. It's that relationship where we spend. And one of the things the Lord gave me said, relationship requires fellowship. Fellowship requires time spent together. Time spent together requires that we give the time. And when you get into a relationship, it is natural. It's not something that you have to work up. It's like memorizing the word or internalizing the word. When you memorize the word, you have to use your brain to recall it. But when you internalize it, it's there. And when the situation, when God needs to punch you a little bit and say, look here, look there, then it just is there. It's who you are. It's who you have become.
I love that. I love that, especially because Marnie and I have that kind of relationship. Yeah. I remember when we first landed, we'd been married a year. We landed here at Dallas-Fort Worth. We were going to visit friends. She was asleep in the car, and I was driving. And I was like, I think God wants us to move here. And she said, I think so too. And I can't tell you how many times she said, how do you read my mind? She'll look at me, you're reading my mind. And literally, because of the relationship and the connection, that's what we need with God. That relationship with God, that connection to where we know what He wants.
Oh, absolutely.
And we understand it. All right, so here's the fourth one. We must allow His plans to become our plans. Our experience will be the reality of the results He promised. Then our plans will be established and we will succeed. I take this as that we have to embrace it. We have to be excited about it. This is the plan God's got for me. Not an issue. Okay, God, I really like, not Jonah.
Okay, God.
Jonah never experienced the joy in the heaven. Think of the joy he could have experienced when the people of Nineveh repented. Yep. Instead, he was angry because he didn't let God's plans be his plans.
I think we've all been there, though, at some time in our life where we didn't really want it to work. We had another agenda. But when you turn that over, that scripture that you read that I quoted there, roll your works. Works in scripture is everything. You know, we try to compartmentalize and create silos for government, for economy, for media, for family, for education, and for arts and entertainment. They're all one because the Holy Spirit God has a plan, a kingdom paradigm for operating successful on every center of influence in our life. And when we understand that, we can walk in a new dimension and a new reality. There's no competition and there's no comparison. It's simply being the best I can be and helping that guy be the best he can be.
You know, to understand this, you really have to understand the kingdom system. And if you're going to read a book, the Word of God is the number one, 66 books put together, written by all these different authors, and yet one cohesive system.
Yeah, coherent.
And you've pulled it together in your book, The Kingdom System, The Correct Choice to the Alternative Systems of This World. And this is just the first of three books. What are the other two books that you've got?
Well, we identify that God has a plan. I mean, the plans that God has run all through the scriptures, and he really reiterates that I've got a plan, and he's got a plan specifically for us. We identify the kingdom system, and then we say it's not religious, it's not the kingdom that government that we know here, and it's not the church. It's a different paradigm. So how does it work? And that next book is Kingdomnomics, how it works. And we talk about the fact that God operates everything that he created by design, and they operate in a system that functions in a perfect order. So we have to understand that Kingdomnomics are the design.
So what's the third book?
The third book is Kingdom Deployment. How do I engage it? How do I make it a part of my life, and how do I become a part of it?
Okay, this comprehensive kingdom system, Kingdomnomics, and kingdom deployment,
right,
kind of explains how God, in simple English, plain terms that everybody can get, but it's been translated in other languages, right?
Yes, it has, in Spanish and Russian, really.
Really? All right, so we're talking with Charlie Lewis, and we're going to be right back after the break, and we're going to wrap up the kingdom system and how you can become successful God's way. We'll be right back.
Spirit of patriotism has prevailed. The battles may have changed, but the values remain the same. Today, in 2024, we find ourselves at a pivotal moment where the call for unity, freedom, and a better future echoes louder than ever. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been committed to supporting the values that make our nation great. With affordable plans and reliable nationwide coverage, Patriot Mobile is not just a wireless service. It's a call to action for those who believe in the American dream. Because this year is not just any year, it's the most important year since our nation's founding. Choose a wireless carrier that shares your values. Choose Patriot Mobile.
Washington said paper money opens the door to every species of fraud and injustice. Jefferson said paper is poverty. Hamilton said to emit an unfunded paper as the sign of value ought not to continue a formal part of the Constitution. The founders hated paper money, so they put a pirate money clause in the Constitution for our state to use. Learn more at transactionalgold.com.
Pirate Money Radio, helping you give, spend, and invest in ways that align with liberty, security, and values. Welcome back with your host, Kevin Freeman.
And we're also speaking with Charlie Lewis, the author of The Kingdom System. It's really a trilogy of how to be successful following the Christian life. And it reminded me, Charlie, of a book that I read gosh, it's been 40 plus years ago, called The Secret Kingdom by someone you knew, Dr. Pat Robertson.
Right.
This is a book he sent me. It was 1982. He sent me because I was donating, called me up, and I had an interesting conversation with that. That was a very important year of my life.
Yeah.
But this book set me on understanding the kingdom, and you've kind of expanded on that.
Yeah, well, we were friends, and I enjoyed so much getting to fellowship and talk with Pat Robertson. And I remember he gave me one of the books, and I read it years ago. And I read it and thought, wow, isn't that wonderful? Wouldn't that be great if that were true? And I pulled it up and put it down. And it was decades, and the Lord started bringing this back up and saying, I want you to know, and I want you to understand about my way of doing and being right, my paradigm. You know, I believe, Kevin, the reason we don't see the miracles and the things today is we enter the kingdom of God and engage his government and then go try to operate it by the systems of the world or by the religious paradigm or by the church paradigm or any other paradigm. And it doesn't work. It just won't.
You know, we pretend like the spirit realm doesn't exist, even believers, because we get caught up in the day-to-day things. But I want to tell you another story because it ties into your book. It's on page 119. You've got a story. It says, the late, great South Korean pastor and leader David Yeonji Cho recommended this in one of his early books. All right, so when I opened that and you just said you read this book and you put it down, I want to tell you about when I read the book, The Fourth Dimension. And I didn't know him as David Yeonji Cho. I knew him as Paul. And I'll tell you how this happened. I'm in Tulsa. It's 1982. I got the Secret Kingdom, and God's just really working on me.
Yeah.
A friend of mine gave me a copy of The Fourth Dimension.
Wow.
And I picked it up, and I read it cover to cover, and it talks about being very specific and entering God's realm, which is his kingdom. And you ask for, in that kingdom realm, you can ask for things. And he said, be very specific when you ask. And I remember reading it. I was working at South Roads Mall. I'd been working at the General Nutrition Center, and the owner of a import business called Royal East came over, at Mr. Park, J.S. Park, came over and said, would you like to come work for me? And it was a great job. I got to sit up in the front. I got to read books. I got to study for college. And all I had to do was ring people up and answer the phones, right?
Yeah.
And not everybody. We sold the tea sets and nunchucks and geese and, you know, all Korean merchandise primarily. And he would go in the back and he would do the ordering. And then he'd come out and do all the accounting and things like that. And every day at lunchtime, he'd come through and cup his hand like it was a bowl and pretend to eat with chopsticks, telling me, I'm going to lunch at South Road at the Piccadilly Cafeteria. You remember Piccadilly Cafeteria?
I do.
And so I was reading this book, The Fourth Dimension. I wrapped up at the very end of it, and I closed the book, and I said, you know, Lord, sometime I'd like to speak with this man, Dr. Cho. And the phone rang. I answer the phone, Royal East Limited, may I help you? And I hear a very Korean, broken English voice saying, hello, I'm calling for my friend Jay Park. Is he there? And I said, no, he's just gone to lunch, but I can take a message. I can go get him. What would you like? I said, no, this is Paul Yeonji Cho calling from Hawaii. And every time I come to the United States, I call my dear friend, Jay Park.
Wow.
I had no idea they knew each other. And I just wanted to say hello to him. Please leave him that message. And I said, Dr. Cho, I just now finished reading your book. I closed it up and put it down. I just finished. And I said, Lord, someday I'd like to speak with that man. He said, yes. That's how it works.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, and he said, well, it's long distance. I can't stay on long. You gotta go. And he hung up on me. And Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you need to be specific.
Yeah.
And I'd asked just to speak with him, and God answered my prayer specifically. I've never forgotten that. That is an example of the kingdom system, I think, at work.
It is, absolutely. And I have a practice that starting in November before Thanksgiving, I write everything that I'm believing God, that picture I'm painting on the canvas in my mind. And I'm writing those things for my family, for our business, for our ministry, for everything that we do. And it'll end up being over 50 pages.
Wow.
And I write that, and sometimes I try to read it at least once a month. And sometimes I don't get to, it slips. But when I go back after several months and I hadn't read it and I read it, it's amazing how much it happens because I've planted it and I've given God the authority to help it come to pass in my life. You know, I really feel like I ought to say something about economics here because I believe that the greatest dynamic in the kingdom is giving. It's the most misunderstood kingdom principle. We don't understand how it works. The Holy Spirit said to me, Charlie, if your earning plan is not to fulfill your giving plan, then you're working in the wrong kingdom.
Oh, wow. That's powerful. Yeah. God's kingdom is all about giving.
It is.
For God gave his only begotten son.
It is.
God gave us life. God's kingdom is all about, but how you actuate it in that giving plan is you got to change your mind.
As you paint the picture of a different concept than you're seeing, and you allow the Holy Spirit God to work on that and to draw you in to the place that God can complete the vision that he's planted in your spirit and in your mind.
It's more blessed to give than to receive. That seems so foreign to the average person. I want to get. How do I get?
Well, giving comes first, but we don't know that. We're not taught that in the institutions that teach us. The Lord said, give first, and then you shall receive. So giving comes first. So it only makes sense that our earning plan should be to fulfill our giving plan. In that plan that I write out, I have a giving plan. What I want to give and who I want to give to and who the Holy Spirit God is speaking to me to be involved with. And when I do that, it just changes everything because the Lord said, give and it shall be given unto you. But he said something there, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That means it's not loosely filling the jar, it's compacted. And he said, shall men give unto your bosom. And then he says, for with the same measure that you give, you shall receive. So giving is a kingdom principle and a dynamic that is interactive. And that's what we teach. It's an interactive system where your choice for conduct and behavior contains the inertia that takes you to a predetermined outcome. We have gotten so much in our life. The things we have, I mean, it's staggering. We didn't come from wealth. My father was successful, but on a different level. God is taking us to a different level. And the way he started with that, I was watching TV one day, and we had all these Soros and Ted Turner and Reiner were giving billions of dollars to the United Nations. And I'm on the treadmill, and I don't ever watch TV when I was doing that, but Fran was redecorating. My TV was there. So, and I said, God, where are your people? Where are your people? I don't see them on the television saying what they're giving to promote your kingdom that's eternal and that'll change their outcomes in their life. And he clearly said to me, Kevin, he said, that's what I've called you to do. And I'm running. I stopped. I put my feet on each side. And I said, I got off and I said, Lord, you know who I am. You know where I come from. I don't have that ability. I can't do that. He said, you can't. Because I can trust you because you love me and you're doing what I said. And the only thing that came to my mind was the scripture where Mary was told about her conception. And she said, so be it unto me. And that's what I said. And it has been phenomenal what God has done in our lives because we followed that kingdom principle. Our giving plan is what we're fulfilling with our earning plan. And we don't get that mixed up.
That's amazing. Well, and you've used declarations, which are in the book, to declare. And I think that's something the average person needs to pick up on. If you don't see yourself as a giver, confess that you're a giver.
Amen.
Speak God's word over you. You've got a whole book on declarations that people can get.
Yes,
if they want more information, where do they go to get that?
They can go to charlieLewis.net.
Okay,
they can learn more
information.
Learn more at charlieLewis.net. And you can download it. We know it's free. You can download it. Our friend Rick Green, he downloaded it and he said he uses it a lot. But if you want a copy, you can acquire one that way. The books, this series is available at, learn more at godsplanbooks.com.
Godsplanbooks.com. All right. It's powerful. And this is the opportunity that you have to change your life. If you're a believer and you're not hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, start confessing that you hear it. Start asking God to speak to you. Start reading his scriptures. Fellowship with people who hear from the voice of God. Yeah. These are the kind of things that you do to become one who is a listener.
Absolutely. Scripture, so much it says, because you listened or because you did not listen. I mean, that's practically in every book. I was just reading Jeremiah, and it says, because you did not listen, this is what's going to happen. See, that's that dynamic. God operates by design. He's not religious. He's not churchy. He is design. Who tells the world to spin? Who tells the sun to come out? It's a design of God, and we are part of that design.
Yeah, and we get programmed one way or the other. You're going to either be programmed in your mind by God's word, or you're going to be programmed by the world system. It is a competitive system.
It is.
If you have questions, if you have comments, reach out to us at afr@piratemoneyradio.com. That's afr@piratemoneyradio.com. You need to start praying, and you need to start believing God, taking him at his word, believing what he said. All right, pray for us. For America to return to God's principles. Let's get back to God's business and Amen. Let's do it God's way. Amen. Listen to us wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, etc. This is Kevin Freeman joined by Charlie Lewis and Pirate Money Radio. Arrgh!